It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Pastor, who was scattered, it was men, women, boys and girls and children who were scattered, and those who were scattered abroad, my brothers and my sisters, they went everywhere. Isn't that what the text said? They went everywhere, praise God, witnessing. They were testifying, they were teaching, and they were preaching. And God richly blessed that church, praise God, and that church grew. You see, if every member of the church recognized that witnessing is every believer's task, praise God, and privilege, I believe, my brothers and my sisters, that we would see many lost souls, praise God, coming through the doors of every church in Pineville and Alexandria. Praise God, trying to give their life to Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, if you look at Acts 2:4 again, it says, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. Let me see the people in here who have been filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me see the hands of those that have been filled with the Holy Spirit. If you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, amen, it tells me that you have been filled with his Spirit. Amen. You see, the Holy Spirit does something for us that we can't do on our own. Amen. Praise God. Can I give you some things that the Holy Spirit does? I'm going home in a minute here. Praise God. You see, the Holy Spirit gives us effectiveness. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, the Spirit of God gives me effectiveness. The Holy Spirit gives us boldness. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts sin. Praise God. It is the Holy Spirit whose word, praise God, that works on both ends. What do I mean by that? It works in you as well as it works in the person that you're trying to witness to. That's what the Holy Spirit will in fact do. The Holy Spirit gives us a radiance. It gives us a poise. It gives us a buoyancy, praise God, that will make our faith contagious and will cause others to desire the joy and the peace, praise God, that ours. So a God-honored church is one, praise God, that witness for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I ought to ask a question here this morning, but I don't want to meddle in your business. When the last time you told somebody about Jesus Christ? Finally, and I get ready to close. Praise God, a God-honored church is a church which magnifies preaching. Oh my God. Amen. It's a church that magnifies preaching. You see, the climax of the Pentecostal experience of the early church is found in the words that's found in Acts chapter 2, verse 14. And look what it says. It says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice And look what he did. And he said unto them. You see, the Holy Spirit chose Peter, praise God, to preach the sermon on that great day. And praise God, he preached Jesus. He didn't get up and preach about a whole lot of foolishness. He preached Jesus. He glorified the cross. He preached with elegance. He preached with conviction. He preached with boldness. He preached with power. Praise God. He made definite demands. He presented the claim of the risen Christ. He called the people to repent. He commanded believers to be baptized. And finally, he gave an evangelistic invitation. And if we read Acts 2:41, we'll find out after he preached, some 3,000 souls were added to the church. This was a church that honored God. It honored God with prayer. It honored God, praise God, by going out witnessing to others. And it sure enough honored God by magnifying preaching. You see, I am convinced that preaching today lacks the full effectiveness because it is not preceded by prayer, praise God, and witnessing of a spirit-filled church. We see in our text that when the 120 believers united in prayer, they began to speak, meaning that they began to tell others about Jesus. And when Peter finally got up and had to preach, his preaching was easy because the church had already gone into prayer. His preaching was easy because the church had already gone out and told men, women, boys, and girls that you need to come and hear the word about a man. Who is the man? He was a man, praise God, that was born back in a manger, walked a life, praise God, where he committed no sin. And then one day, praise God, they whipped him all night long, put a cross across his shoulder, marched him up a hill called Calvary, pierced him in his side, drove nails through his hands and his feet. And praise God, they stretched him out wide, lifted him up high, and my God, did he die. And he died for me just as well as he died for you. And because he died for me, I'm going to pray all times. I'm going to tell everybody about this man. And I'm going to continue to proclaim his word. There are some who tease us, some who ridicule us as being Baptist preachers, because we are always, when we get ready to close, we go to the cross. You know why we go to the cross? Because that's the celebration. Every time I've been to a game, whether or not it's a football game, basketball game, a baseball game,
when the man gets up in the bottom of the ninth inning, you know what I'm talking about, Sister Pierre, and he hits a home run, and the team wins. Everybody is shouting, praise God, because their team win. Every time you go to a basketball game, the score might be tied with 1 second left, and they throw the ball in, and as the guy catches the ball, throws it up to the goal, and it goes in. Everybody shouts, win at the football game, when the score is tied, you're down to the last minute, and your team got the ball. What happens when they give the ball to Kamara, and he runs the ball in for a touchdown? Praise God, you go through the ceiling. Hip, hip, praise God. Hip, hip, jump up and shower. My team has just won. So when I get ready to close, when I'm preaching, I'm going to tell the old story about the one who went to glory, because he didn't run a football. He didn't shoot a basketball. He didn't hit a baseball. But you want to know what he did do? He died so that I can live. And because of that, I'm going to preach the word. I'm going to preach the word in season and out of season. I'm going to tell men, women, boys, and girls that the wages of sin is still death, but that the gift of God is eternal life through my Lord and my Savior, Jesus the Christ. A God-honored church. I asked a question to every church that was in here. Are you praying? Are you witnessing? Do you magnify preaching the word of God? It is through preaching of the word of God that will prick men's heart with the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That might be somebody this morning. And you don't know Jesus as your own personal Savior. I'm going to ask that you come today, while the blood is still running warm in your vein. He's a great God. He's a great God. How great, how great. Is our God. How great is our God. How great. How great. Yes, it is.